From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. In Cairo, where it is just after 2 in the morning, a calmer situation that has been seen in recent days. After 2 days of street clashes, the military appears to be helping to prevent further violence in Cairo's Tahrir Square between anti-government protesters and supporters of Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak. NPR's Corey Flintoff says some of the protesters appear to be in it for the long haul.
They have been staying there all night, every night. Some people go home and return to the square the following day, but there's always been a strong presence of people in the square throughout the night. And you can hear chanting. You can hear right now they're playing music and doing everything they can to keep hopes up. We saw a lot of people bringing in boxes of food and cartons of water bottles. And, of course, they were rushed to the head of the security line so that they could get in and distribute those things.
There have been some reports of attacks against journalists covering the protests. Egypt's state-run newspaper says a 36-year-old Egyptian reporter shot 4 days ago while taking pictures from a balcony has become the first journalist to die as a result of the turmoil. President Obama again called for an end to the violence in Egypt, Mr. Obama saying the entire world is watching. And he said the issues at stake in Egypt will not be solved through conflict.
Attacks on reporters are unacceptable. Attacks on human rights activists are unacceptable. Attacks on peaceful protesters are unacceptable. The Egyptian government has a responsibility to protect the rights of its people.
The president made his remarks during a joint press conference with the Prime Minister of Canada today. Representative Gabrielle Giffords, who remains hospitalized after being shot in the head last month outside a Tucson shopping center, appears to be doing well enough. Her astronaut husband says he will be able to return to work. NASA announcing today astronaut Mark Kelly will command the shuttle Endeavour as planned when it makes its scheduled voyage in April. Kelly has been on leave since his wife was shot a month ago. The government painting a mixed picture of employment. On one hand, the Labor Department says the unemployment rate dropped sharply, but the economy did not generate nearly the number of jobs analysts expected. Giles Snyder reports.
Analysts say it's a tale of two different surveys. John Challenger is an employment specialist with the outplacement firm of Challenger, Gray & Christmas. He says the household survey determines the unemployment rate, and the other checks in with businesses for new jobs created.
The one of people was very positive, just as it was last month, dropping from 9.4% to 9.0%, a real sign perhaps that more people are self-employed, more are working, that aren't hitting the business numbers.
But it's the business side of the report that's getting attention. It shows a net gain of only 36,000 jobs last month, far less than expected. There were gains in manufacturing, but analysts say severe winter weather likely affected construction payrolls. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, investors apparently decided to put a positive spin on the numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 29 points today. The Nasdaq gained 15 points. This is NPR. Veteran New York Yankees pitcher Andy Pettitte is retiring. The smooth-throwing left-hander made his announcement today. As NPR's Todd Goldman reports, Pettitte holds the major league record for playoff victories.
38-year-old Andy Pettitte began his farewell press conference Friday by saying he's ready to play.
My arm feels great. My body feels great. I've been working out extremely hard for about the last 3.5 weeks.
But after 16 seasons, 13 in New York City, the desire to compete, he said, isn't there.
My heart's not where it needs to be.
It always seemed to be in the right place come playoff time. Pettitte's 19 postseason wins are the most in Major League history, and baseball fans will always remember the look, the bill of Pettitte's cap pulled low, his eyes like lasers reading the catcher's signs. Pettitte leaves with some taint. In 2007, he became one of the few major leaguers to admit using banned drugs. He said he used human growth hormone in 2002 to help heal an injury. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
In Arlington, Texas, where the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Green Bay Packers square off this weekend. The weather is as much of a story as the team's pregame preparations. 5 inches of snow there snarled air travel today, what is expected to be the busiest travel day for Super Bowl fans. Wherever the teams are in place, Pittsburgh coach Mike Tomlin said today the weather is not a worry for his team.
We're kind of used to inclement weather. At least from my perspective, it hadn't changed how we've worked at all. We've been inside for several weeks now back in Pittsburgh, so it's no big deal there.
Sunday's game will also be played inside Cowboys Stadium. Several people were injured today, though, by ice falling from the stadium roof. Forecasters expect mostly sunny skies and highs in the mid-40s on Sunday. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.